Welcome back to the final segment of today's Coastline. I'm Cleve Callison, sitting in today for Rachel Lewis Hilburn. And my guest is Celia Rivenbark, author, columnist, humorist, and now playwright. And she's here ready to take your questions about hogs and turkeys and packers and sows and whatever it may be. I understand, Celia, that that Duplin County, where you're from, mm-hmm. was for, as you say in on your website, the number one producer of hogs and turkeys in the nation during a brief magical moment in the early 1980s.
Right. It was. I mean, that's pretty amazing if you think about it. All the counties in the whole country, it was Duplin. And I grew up in a little house on the edge of a soybean field, you know, with a red barn out back. So, that's about as country as it gets.
Well, my hometown has the world's largest water tower in the shape of a peach.
Oh, Gaffney.
Gaffney,
excellent.
South Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love the peach. Yeah. I have been photographed many times with the peach.
When I was in college, nobody knew where Gaffney was, but now everybody in the Southeast knows where it is.
House of Cards.
And House of Cards, yes. They did a whole episode about
it. Oh, they made it famous.
About the peach, the peachoid, to give it its full name.
That's awesome.
Now, I wonder, while we're waiting to get a call on the line here, we've got Richard from Carolina Beach ready to go, but I did want to ask you about you. Well, two things. Mm-hmm. First of all, we've talked about your play, but I don't think we've actually mentioned the title of your play.
Oh, Aging Like a Fine Box of Wine.
Yeah, I love that title.
It's supposed to be ironic, and like most things I said with titles, it wakes me up at night, and it came to me.
Yeah.
A lot of box wine aficionados have informed me that box wine is a lot better than it used to be. It's not just Franzia, so okay.
Yeah, we went to the first time we went to France, we were shocked that some of our hosts in France would drink out of boxes.
I know. The title, I may have to revisit that once we hit Broadway.
Well, no, that image is still there, so you could probably stick with that. And that's playing at theater now.
It is. Through July 22nd.
Through July 22nd.
Fridays and Saturdays. And a lot of the shows, I'm happy to say, are sold out, so get your tickets now.
All right. How's the food?
The food is phenomenal. I'm glad you gave me a chance to shout out to Chef Denise Gordon, who is always – she brings it every single time she brings it.
Is it Southern food?
It is. Denise called me, I guess a couple of months ago, and she said, what is the dish that you know, you can't live without. And I said, well, Denise, right now I'm looking at 3 containers of pimento cheese in my refrigerator. So she has skillfully incorporated pimento cheese into just about everything.
Pimento cheese is undergoing a kind of a renaissance.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we knew it and loved it before all that.
Okay. Is there banana pudding anywhere in this?
There's not banana pudding. Mm. Her dessert was hummingbird cake. I think, well, she could do a banana pudding eventually. She mixes up the dessert. That's the one thing that she's not.
Maybe a cheerwine cake also.
That's a great idea. That is a terrific idea.
You're listening to Coastline. Our guest is the inimitable Celia Rivenbark. And we have actually a couple of calls on the line that we want to get to. And you've got about 15 minutes left if you want to talk to Celia. Our phone number is 910-343-1138. Let's say hello to Richard from Carolina Beach. Richard, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Celia, you're the greatest.
Thanks, Richard.
You're welcome. If you could get a hold of some really special herbs and make a truth serum and give it to our president, what would be the one question that you would ask him?
Oh, gosh. I guess I'd have to know about the Russian connection. In all seriousness, that would be the one. If I had the truth serum and the herbs you mentioned and the access, I would force him to tell the truth about Russia.
Well, if he fires Mueller, as they say he might, you know, you could be next in line for that.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. We need the herbs, though.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Richard.
Richard, thanks very much for your call. Appreciate hearing from you. You're listening to Coastline. Our phone number, 910-343-1138. Let's take a look at a message that came in. This is from GE. I like the fact that people in the South use their initials.
Sure,
You know, my father was always known as TC.
Of course,
GE says, I have been wanting to tell Celia this for 21 years. I was so engrossed in one of your articles in a Wilmington Taco Bell in December of 1996 that I ran into four drug dealers that later chased down my car and fired 41 bullets at me.
My goodness.
So I have literally almost died because of your writing.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Wow. And big props for being in Taco Bell. Love Taco Bell. It's my guilty pleasure.
Oh, really? He says, keep up, or she, I think it's he, keep up the great writing. Love the way you look at the world.
Oh,
so
thanks.
Thank you, GE, for that.
Thank you.
Wow. What a story.
That's a great story.
You could get a good column or two out of that.
Yeah. I think she needs to write me personally.
Do you feel like sometimes your whole life is fodder for your columns? I know some columnists who, you know, they'll say, oh, well, at least I'll get a column out of this.
Yeah, my tax guy tells me that.
Okay.
I remember we were talking about how much mileage I could deduct. He said, oh, Celia, every mile you drive, you're looking for ideas. I'm like, this is great.
Okay, I'll get his name from you a little bit later on. Okay, let's go to Julie, a message from Julie. What advice do you have? She says, Celia, tell us what advice you have for our new first lady. Bless her heart.
Oh, I have blessed Melania's heart quite often in print and just, you know, when I've got that cold compress over my forehead contemplating what it must be like to be her. Yeah, I think it's too late for advice for Melania. I think she's made her decision.
Once she's decided to move into the White House, it was the last thing I read.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She and Barron have moved in, and that's that.
Yeah. Okay. I might mention to our listeners, we've had a couple of people. We were talking about that you had lived into your lifelong dream of being a smartass.
Right.
And a couple of people objected to that. And at least one person on the air said smart aleck.
Oh, dear.
So,
yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think those are two very different words. And I think – here's what I think. I don't want to go all deep or anything because I'm not capable of it. But I do think –
No, we'll stay in the shallow end.
Yeah, let's stay in the shallow end of the gene pool. But I'm thinking that people get a little too upset about things like that and not upset enough about stuff that really matters.
Mm-hmm.
That's my quick short take on that.
Well, I talked this morning with someone who had called in about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called him back, and we had a very lovely chat. And he said how much he loves the station and listens to all kinds of things. But he just, you know, feels that he's concerned about language and wanted to make a statement about that. So
yeah,
I appreciate that.
I respect that. I don't it's not where I come from.
Yeah.
I think that and the play has not a fair amount, but a decent amount of profanity. And I can guarantee you it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
And the reason is I wrote it that way, and it makes it funnier. And so if someone is easily offended, they probably shouldn't attend.
Yeah. If you don't know what Celia is all about, you should, you know, whether you read it or whether you go see the play or whatever. What are you going to do now that the princess is at Chapel Hill?
Well, you know, she is a rising junior now, which I can't believe.
She is?
Yes, she's
a
rising junior.
Okay.
She's interning at the Star News, keeping up the family tradition. You know, that's
right.
Where I met Scott many years ago. He was in sports and I was in features. And so she's keeping up that tradition. She's home, which is great. And I'm very domesticated. I pack both their lunches and send them both off to real work. And then I go upstairs and, you know, read, you know, People magazine. So it's a great life.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm trying to figure out what I'll be doing in retirement in a few weeks. So.
Oh, you'll be busy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So you don't pack her lunches for you in Chapel Hill. You're talking about just when she's in town.
Just when she's in town, yeah.
I was going to say, that would be a little weird.
I know. That would be bizarre, yeah.
And your husband, Scott, you mentioned that he was a journalist and you met each other while working for the paper.
Scott Wisnett, not Rivenbark. I have to make that distinction.
Excuse me. And he's an author also.
He is.
Fact, his book was turned into, a mini-series?
It was. It was like a four-part mini-series, and I forget how many hours. But, Yeah, with Hal Holbrook and some others. And his book was called Innocent Victims, and he wrote it about a true crime in Fayetteville, very similar to the Jeffrey McDonald murders, kind of a copycat crime. And the thing between us was Scott's book sold very, very well. And it took me 5 books.
Was he a New York Times bestselling author, though?
You know, I'm not sure, because that was like a different category. I don't know for sure. His was mass media paperback, which is a different category. However, I will tell you, it took me 5 books to get to as many as he sold.
Wow.
With that one book. So props to him.
Okay. Very good. And when did that book come out?
I think it was like 95. Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Okay.
But he did recently do an epilogue to update folks, and I think that's accessible online.
Okay. And the title of that was Innocent Victims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Coastline. Celia Reibenbach is our guest, and we have about 7 or 8 minutes left in this program. So if you'd like to speak to Celia or ask a question or make a comment, please get in touch with us at 910-343-1138. And we're going to say hello to Teddy from Carolina Shores. Teddy, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you. I am wanting to tell Celia forever. I've heard her speak. I've certainly read her column every week. I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, thanks, Teddy.
And I'm telling as many people in the North pay attention as possible, so I hope you're publishing more up there, too. I've also given people your books.
Thank you.
I mostly want to ask you, how are you dealing with the fact that you sound, or he sounds, like you, not in what he has to say, but in his accent, and that would be Jeff Sessions, our Attorney General.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Nobody has ever compared me to him before.
Well, only very nice, charming accent.
I think I called him an elfin demagogue last week. So, you know. Yeah, he's super fun to write about. Yeah. He and I, yeah, that would be an interesting conversation. We do have the accent in common. You're exactly right. And that would be it.
Well, he's a little bit more Alabama-ish than you are.
Yeah, I guess.
But still. Do you find that – thanks very much for your call. We appreciate it, Teddy. Good to hear from you. Obviously, you don't have to be a Southerner to enjoy what you do.
I hope not. And I can tell – I tell people – a lot of people say –
because Raleigh is not exactly a Southern town these days.
Well, so. Also Bellingham, Washington. And, I mean, my column
really?
Goes all over the country and, upstate New York.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty, and surprisingly, in Florida, which isn't really the South, there's several newspapers down there, Texas. Texas is the South, but it's kind of all over the place. And that's one reason people will say, why aren't you writing about Gen X, or why aren't you writing whatever local issue it is, you know? And I'm like, that's not going to play well in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
My column runs in Idaho. You know, I don't know anybody in Idaho, but that's one reason that sometimes –
I'm sure they're nice people.
I'm sure they're lovely. I'm a big fan of their potatoes. But, that's one reason I don't write about local issues.
Okay. We have a few minutes left. Our phone number, 910-343-1138. Let's see if we can get a few more calls in. We are going to say hello to Jeannie from Wilmington.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hey, Celia. I need your help because I want you to help everybody learn how to magnolia mouth when they get here.
Well, honey, it's God-given. You can't learn it. I guess we could try to, have coaching sessions.
How to talk Southern?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Magnolia mouth. I love it.
Okay. Jeannie, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate hearing from you. 343-1138 is the number to call. Would you foresee, let's say there was some change in the political environment, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would you foresee yourself going back to just doing the humor style, or you think this is a permanent change in direction from you?
That is funny because I was just thinking about that the other day, and let's just say in 3.5 years or whatever, the climate has changed significantly. I would like to say that I'll stick with politics, but I'm not so sure. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, you really, it helps to have a ready-made quote factory.
Well, that's
what I'm saying.
The fodder is continuous, and you know, there wasn't a lot of humor to be found in the Obama administration. The man quietly and efficiently did his job.
Well, you're listening to Coastline with Celia Rivenbark. Let's say hello to Izzy from Wilmington. Izzy, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Oh, I am just totally crazy over Celia. She's one of the treasures of Wilmington.
Thanks,
my question is her take on the rock star in the Sessions hearing the other day of what she thought of Senator Kamala Harris from California, who just was, assaulted by all the GOP senators for being so mean to
right.
poor little baby Sessions. So
yeah.
I'll be quiet and let you answer, okay?
Well, yeah, it is very frustrating, and that's certainly not the only time that we've seen the woman treated completely differently. It happens all the time. You'll see a serious investigation or a procedure, and you'll see, oh, that's, don't use that tone, settle down. And I think it's kind of despicable, actually. It's a different standard, a completely different standard.
We'll try to get to one more caller, but I have two words for you, and I want your reaction. Sally Yates.
Oh, big fan. Yeah.
Okay.
Big fan.
Boy, talk about
a girl crush.
Talk about a killer Southern accent, man.
Oh, I love it so much.
Okay. I'm sorry. We don't have time to get to our final caller for today, and I apologize to Mary Ann. We just kind of ran out of time, but this says here that Mary Ann wants to say something nice.
Oh, yay, Mary Ann.
Okay. All right. We'll take the wish for the deed here. So thanks very much. And Celia, thank you for being here with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's been a blast.
Thank you.
I have really enjoyed having you here on the program, and I want to say thank you. I've kept my sheet here, but I'll see if I can recite it from memory. I'm Cleve Callison sitting in today for Rachel Lewis Hilburn. I want to say thank you to our engineer today, Caleb Covington, and also our telephone wrangler, who's been very busy. That was Isabel Shepherd. And the executive producer of Coastline is somebody named Cleve Callison. So, Celia, thanks very much for being here. We're going to have
to go.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of Coastline, and Rachel will be back next week.